Wir haben da Beis am Beis. We have two more Taisvus to learn. We had in the Mishnah, V'kulon imesu, oi miyanu, oi nizgarshu, oi shenimtso, eilanis, tzoriseihem mutoris. That even though an issue was a tzore to an erbe, if they found that the erbe was an eilanis, so the tzore is mutar. So let us see Taisvus. Oi shenimtso, eilanis, so Taisus explains the island is Kedushe Toisein, Vlehoisa Aishis Ochiv. If he would have known that the Elva was an islandess, he never would have married her. So it's Kedushe Tois. So it comes out that the Tzora was never a Tzora to an Elva because the Kedushe Elva was Kedushe Tois. V'teime, so Taisvus asks Akasha as follows. The Amrinon, it says further, Koten uktano loy chultzin v'loy miyabin. One is not permitted to be miyabin aktano. Why not? Ktano shemo timtze eilanis. This is going according to Rameir. Rameir is chayish lemiyute. There are a miut ktanois, which now we cannot see if they're an islandess or not, but later when they grow up, they bring simoni islandess. So Rameya said that one is not permitted to be miyabim a ktano now, shemo timtza islandess, maybe we'll see later that she is an islandess, and by an islandess there's no mitzvah of yibum, And so there's an eishesach shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. So therefore, Rameya said, one is mechuyev to wait till she grows up, and then we'll see if she's an islandess or not. So Taisvus asks, v'amai tisyabe mimonevshech, let us make yibum. V'meina islandess shape miyabe. If she's not an islandess, so there's no problem. V'im hi island is, and if she is an island is, nami shori. Dloi hoisa eishes ochit. If she's an island is, there's also no problem. Because it says in our Mishnah that if a woman is an island is, and he did not know about it, so it's kedushay tois. So there won't be an isar eishes ach. So miman of shech, either if she's not an island is, is a mitzvah of yibum. And on the worst case, that she is an islandess, so then there's no Yisr Eishesach. So what could be the Yisr? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, dahi bekiblo ilave. That the whole Rameya, the Rameya asked to be Miyaba Maktane, is not talking about all cases. Most cases ain't a chanami. One is permitted to be miyab maktane because of this cheshbon. But Rameya is speaking about a case that the husband had spoken out when he made the kedushin. He said, even if she is an islandess, he's mekabel the kedushin. To him, it doesn't make, it's not a kedushay toy. So in such a case, there's a problem. V'chiyai gavne mishani b'reish ben seira. The Gemara b'reish ben seira also makes an akimta that is speaking about kiblei elave. I think I once saw b'shem the goyin, I couldn't find it now, but the goyin said pshat in the posik that Rabbeinu Shlom told Avimelech, hoshev eishes ha'ish kinovihu. That the Rabbeinu Shalom told Avimelech you should return Sore, kinoviyu, because he's a novi. The pasuk al pi pashtus is very difficult to understand, and if he's not a novi, you're not mechuyev to return Sore to Avram. So I think the Goyin says as follows: Chazal tell us that Sore was an islandess. So Avimelech came with a taine that. It's Kedushay Toy, she's not an Eishes Ish.
So the Rebbein Shem told him, ki novi hu. No, he's a novi. And he knew that she's a nailness. Vafal pikein is kibbele lave. So if it's kibbele lave, so mamela, so she's a nashis ish. Vaharab rabavom mi bugvaila tirits. Benimtseis eilenis. Bechaye ho'och vehikpit. That our Mishnah is speaking about, that what it says, that if they found that the Elva is an islandess, is speaking about that Bechaye Ho'och, while he was alive, they found that she's an islandess, and he was Makbid. If he would have known, he never would have married her. So then the din is as Kedushay Toys. Avol la'acha mise, but la'acha mise dilme, im hoya kayim, loy hoya makbit. That means, Rav Meir is speaking about the brother died. The brother never found out if she's an islandess or not. He left over a ktane, so we really don't know what the brother would have done if he would have found out if she is an islandess. Let us elaborate a little. Rabbi Kivege says pshat. We're going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir is chayish lemeyuta. So according to Rav Meir, there are two chshashes over here. There's one chshash, one should not be permitted to be miyabe maktane. Maybe she's an islandess. A roiv noshim are not islandess, but Rav Meir is chayish lemeyuta. Maybe she is an islandess. Rameir is chayish another chash. Roiv anoshim mistoma are makbid if their wives are islandess, they would never would have married her. That's true. But there's a miyut anoshim which are not makbid. So memele, so therefore Rameir lishitose said you can't be miyabim an aktana. Maybe she's from the miyut, she's an islandess. And maybe he's from the Miyut Anoshim, which are not Makbid. So therefore, Rameyah said that one is not permitted to be Miyabim Aktane. Maybe she's an islandess, and maybe he's from the Miyut that are not Makbid. Dimoyekayim loyoye Makbid. V'loy nehire. So Taisvis disagrees with Rav Avromi Bugvaila. The behed yiktoni b'teisefte, there's an offener teisefte. The teisefte says, nimtso islandess. If we found that she's an islandess, bein bechaye habal, say they found she was an islandess, bechaye habal, bein la'acher mise, tzoreiseye mutoris. It says in the teisefte, if they found that she's an islandess. They found that the elf is an islandess. Bein bechaye abal. Bein la'acha mises abal. Tzoriseyem mutoris. The tzoris amuta. So you see, Klo, that we are not chayish. Maybe the baal would have been nicha with the kedushin. It says, bein la'acha mises abal. Bein la'acha mises tzoriseyem mutoris. You say it's kedushin tois. So you see, Klo, not like Rabbi Avrom Mibugvail. So Rabbi Kivege answers this kasha. Rabbi Kivege says that it's the way he explained Rabbi Avrom Mibugvail, there's no kasha. Why? That is true. Most people are makbid if the wives are islandess. Rabbi Avrom Mibugvail said, according to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir is chayish lemiyute. According to Rav Meir, we have to be afraid. Maybe he was from the miyut, which are not makbid. So who says this b'rais is going according to Rav Meir? This b'rais is going according to the chachomim. The chachomim are not chayish lemiyut. So Mamel, the chachomim said, if nimtzu island is bei mechay, bei la'acha misa. So the tzoris are mutter because according to the chachamim you're not chayish lemiyut. So I assume the husband mistama would have zicha been mak, but if he would have been aware that she was an islandess, so therefore the tzoris are mutter. But it's not kashin Rav Avrom Mibugvail. He's going according to Rav Meir. The Braisa could be he's going according to the chachamim. That is how Rabbi Kivega wants to emphasize Tosfos Kashya and Rabbi Bo Mibug Bai. Ubigmore Eforesh Be'ezras Hashem Leman Deshori Tzoras Bitoi Islandis Afilu Behikir Bo My Chiddish Hishmi'enu B'teisefte Bein Michayim Bein Achamise. Now, let us explain for a few minutes what Tosfos is saying over here. We hear in the Mishnah that if a person was married to a erve, and he found out that she was an islandess, so we say it's Kedushei Tois. If he would have known that she's an islandess, he never would have married her. We heard in Tosfos, what if he knew that she's an islandess, he was Mekabel? So she's his wife. There's an Eishes Och. You're not allowed to be Miyabim her. There's no Din of Yibum. Now, what is the din if a person is married to two women? One is an islandess, and one is a poshita woman. And he was hikirbo. He knew that she was an islandess, and he married her. So we'll have a gemore daf gimulamet beis. Daf Asi says, so if his hikirbo, he knows that she's an islandess, and afal pikein, he's maskim to be married to her, so the islandess will pater atzore. Why? Because the islandess does not fall the yibum. It says, asher teile prat la islandess. So she's an eishes och that does not fall, that there's no mitzvah yibum. So just like all 15 arayis pater atzore, she'll also pater the tzore. That's what Rav Asi says. Later there's a gemore, Rove said, he disagrees with Rav Asi. He said a bigger chiddush. Rove said he's married to an islandess, and she's an erve, she's bitoy. And you could be, and he knows that she's an islandess, and you could be miyabim the tzore. Rove said, tzoras bitoy islandess misyabemes. Now what's the svar of Rove? Rove's doch mamish difficult to understand. He knows that she's an islandess, and she's the tzore is a tzore to a bita islandess, and you miyabim the tzore. How do we understand this? An erve pater a tzore. So Rashi explains further, Rove held, an islandess is a sug of a person that's mufki from yibum. So she doesn't even fall a yibum. The whole din that an erve pater a tzore, that means the Erve theoretically should fall a Yibum. The Erve is Moineya the Nefila le Yibum. So the din is the Erve patters the Tzore. But an islandess is Bechlal Mufke from the din Yibum in Gansen. Rashi says it's a Tzoras Erve Shaloi Bemokei Mitzvah. That means this Erve doesn't fall a Yibum. So there's no din Bechlal that it patters a Tzore. So Taisva says, according to that Mandiyomar, I'm going to explain this Baraisa later. I'm going to explain what is the Chiddush Bein Michayim Bein La'achamisa. I'm going to explain this Baraisa later, how he understood Pshat in the Baraisa. So Rabbi Kivega explains, what is Tosfos all of a sudden telling us, you know, when we'll come to the sugya later, I'm going to explain the Baraisa to you. I mean, but when we'll come there, we'll understand. Why did Tosfos have to tell us, I'm going to explain the Baraisa? So Rabbi Kivega said, because Poshit, according to that man, the Yoma, we have a raya to Rav Avrom Mibugvayo. Why? He says, the Baraisa is beautiful. According to Rav Avrom Mibugvayo, Rav Avraham Mibugvayo said that a person who we found out la'acha misa that she's an islandess, so we are chayish, maybe if the husband would have known, he would have been Mekabala. According to Rove, that is Pshat in the Barais. The Barais is telling us two dinim. Nimtso Eilenis Bechaye Habal, and he was Makbid. So the Tzor is Mutter. They found out La'achem Mises Habal, and then we say, could be he wouldn't have been Makbid. Is also Tzorei Seyem Mutoris. You know why Tzorei Seyem Mutoris? According to Rove, because a Tzorei Island is Mutter. So the Baraisa is telling us, according to Rove, the Baraisa is telling us, Sai they found out Mechayim, and she's Bechlau not a Tzorei Selva. Sai they found out La'acha Misa, and she is a Tzorei Selva, and that's when the Tzorei Mutter. So the Baraisa is a Rayet of Avromi Begvail, according to Rove. That is the Chiddush of La'acha Misa. So Taish says, no, that's not Pshat in the Barais. Later I'll tell you Pshat according to Rava what Pshat in the Barais is. But Taish was held it important to tell us now that there's a different Pshat in the Barais, because if we would learn the Barais, we would say the Barais is a Raya to Rav Avraham Bugvail. Period. Al Koponim, we hear the Amachlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Avraham Bugvail. If one found out la'acha misa that we found out la'acha misa that the wife was an islandess, is it kedushay tois? Is it not kedushay tois? Rabbeinu Tam holds it kedushay tois, and Rav Avraham Bugvail says according to Ramei al Koponim, we're chayish. Maybe it was not kedushay tois. Finished. V'imtayma the hoche mashme the islandess loiboy get afilumi derabonim. From our Mishnah, it would seem, if we found out Michayim, that she was an islandess, so it's Kedushay Tois, the Elva was never married to him, and therefore the Tzore is Mutter because she's not a Tzore Selva. So it seems you do not need a get. The Iboi, if Midarabonon, you would need a get. So then that means, midarabonon, we consider that akapono midarabonon, she was married to him. So then the tzore would need chalitza. Kedisnan b'masnisin, kol sheyecholo lemayin v'loy miyano. We learned, if the elve was a ktane, And so the Elva was a ktane, and she was not memayin, so the Tzora needs chalitza, because it's only kedushin derabonon, so you can't be miyabim, but al kaponim you need chalitza. And here in the Mishnah it says that you can be miyabim. The Mishnah says you could be miyabim, so it would seem you do not need a get at all, because you would need a get, it's midrabonon, she'd be considered a tzora selva. Ubiksubis beperek almonetnan, we learned, hamema'enes, if an isha is memayin, vahashniye, if she's an elva darabonon, vahailanis, ein lohem ksube. It says, these three don't have a ksube, so from this loshen, mashme hogite boy, but they need a get. You don't give them a ksuba, but they need a get. How do I know that that's pshat and the loshen? Dochi dayik pahamader. The Gemara in Hamader makes this diik. If it says they don't have a ksuba, it would seem, but a get they do have. So it seems they need a get. The Yeshloima, so Tosis answers, dohosam noket haylishne. That what it says, a loshen, they don't have a ksuba, but it would seem they need a get. You can't say they don't need a get because you're speaking about three women. And mishum shniya, a shniya is an elva derabonon that needs a get. Diktoni bahadayu. So we're speaking about that all three women have one thing in common, they don't have a ksube. So you can't say all three women do not need a get because a shniya does need a get. So Memela, that's why he said, but there's one thing in common all three have, they don't have a ksube. Teida, dar kolchach memeenes loy boy gite. A ktane that's memayin, she zicha doesn't need a get. So al kolchach, so we can say an islandess also doesn't need a get. And that what it says, ein lam ksube, which would seem a get they do need, this loshen was used for a shniya. Inami Toisva says, Bechlal, the diik is not a diik. Bahamade loy diik ochi, elemishum de bereishik toni, there it's speaking about there were two mishnayis. In the reish it says, Eino mikudeshes, she's not married. Ubeseifa toni, it says, Teitse shaloi biksubim. So the Sefer, if it says in the Reish she's not married, and the Sefer says, Teitse shaloi biksubim, so it seems she is married. So there, from the comparison from the Sefer to the Reish, so there, Teitse shaloi biksubim means she's married, but she goes out without a ksubim. But Stamazai, it says, Eilam ksubim does not necessarily mean that they need a get. So period. So Taisva says they do not need a get. V'hodisnan b'hasheleach. We learned in Masechtas Gittin, Hamoitzi ishtoi mishum eilenis. Now Hamoitzi ishtoi mishum eilenis means like this. He gave his wife a get, and he announced the reason. You know why I'm giving her a get? Because you are an eilenis. So the Mishnah says, lo yachzer. He's never permitted to take her back again. Umeforish, and the Gemara says, why isn't he permitted to marry her again? Mishum kilkula, because if he'll be able to take her back, he'll make a kilkul. What's the kilkul? The shemot inosi la'ach, maybe she'll get married to someone else. The yiyelobonim, and she'll have children. The yoyman, he will say, if I would have known, I said, Klo, I'm giving you the get because you're an islandess. If I would have known that you have children, some male never would have given you a get. So the get is a toys. The nimtzo get bottle uboneo mamzeirim, so make a whole kilku. So they tell him, before you give a get, listen, whatever happens, you cannot make any kilkulum. You can say, if you would have known, a heen and a head, the get is a get. But al koponim, from the whole sugya would seem, the mashme boy get. So it seems an islandess needs a get. And that's if I can. So we want to assure that the get will be a good get. So we tell them, la yachzer elomis. And our Mishnah would seem that she doesn't need a get. It's kedushay tois. Aymari dohosim b'moitziya mishum sofik islandess. He says, that Mishnah is speaking about, we were unclear if she was an islandess. She'ein hasimonim nikorim yofet. That means, later in Perik Ha'oru, there are certain simonim that Anisha has that shows that she's an islandess. But sometimes the simonim are unclear. There, the Gemara in Gittin is speaking about, she had vague simonim, which from the simonim, it would seem that she is an islandess. So because of these vague simonim, he gave her a get. He was under the impression she's an islandess. Teida. So Teida says, I'll prove it to you that she was a Sophic islandess. Tiktoni seifa niseis la'acher. V'hoyu labonim. It says she got married and she had children. V'ilu vade islandess ein lo refua. If she would be a true islandess, she would never be able to have children. The Ba'orul pligi Rabbi Kive v'Rabbi Lozo b'sris chama. If a person was born a soris, b'sris chama means, no, sris chama means because of a choyli, he was a soris. Im choylitz v'choltzen le'ishtay sheyesh le'refua, there's a shayla for yez ha'refua, u'ba'aylanis le'ashkin de pligi. So me'mele, so it would seem an aylanis zicha doesn't have a refua. So what is pshat that she had children? So kochach, she was a Sophic islandess. But avadai islandess can never have children and they don't need a get. Now, Taisus has another problem. Afal gav the bekitcho al tnai vikonso stam. Now, Taisus asks like this. There's a gemore in Ksubis, a person was mekadish an ishe al tnai. I mean, by the Kedushin, he said, Al menash she'ein lecha nedorim. He said, Klo, by the Kedushin, that you're a lady that doesn't have any nedorim, that's why I'm marrying you. By the chuppah, he didn't say anything. V'kom so stam. He didn't say anything. And they found out later she had nedorim. Iker leman de yoma ba mada the boy get. One man de yoma says she needs a get. Why? Because since by the nesuin he didn't mention anything, it would seem he was moichel that night. So Taisva says, so lochayre here, if a person, it seems by nesuin, if you don't say anything, even though by the kedushin he said klo manash ein lochon nedorim, but keeping quiet by the nesuin is a mechila. So Memela, so Taisus is asking, so why by an island is, L'cheirat also should be a mechila. So Taisus says, Haino davke b'shar mumim. Other mumim, de'ika de'mochel. That could be a person didn't want an isha with nedorim, but there are people that have wives with mumim. So Memela, so since there are people who are moichel, and by the nesuin he kept quiet, so there's a svara to say, Mustami was moichel. Avol, that's what we need to get. Avol island is shum odom ein moichel. So memele, so that's why you don't need to get. Vafilu la abaye, the meforish taime mishum dein odom boil beilas nus. Abaye says it's not alts mechile. No, we have a non sadi. A person would never be, that means if he wants the tnai to be in existence, so comes out this woman is not his wife. So he's being boil abilas nus. Dein odom boil bilas nus. So memele anan sadi, he was boil ashem kedushin in order that the tnai should not be chal, in order it should not be abilas nus. So Taisa says, Hainu bishar mumim demasik adaitai. By other mumim, what he could think about, could be she has this mumim, and when it comes to nesuin, so he thinks, it's an errand to geschäft now. If I'm makpid on the mumim, so it comes out she's not married to me, so I'll be boil abilas nus. So therefore he makes up his mind, he's boil abacholoif. Ubedatoi dafilu yiuba mumim boil ashem kedushin. Avul islandist, the loy shchiach loy masik adaita. He doesn't think maybe she's an islandist, and therefore to avoid that it should be a bias nusis boil now l'shem kedushin, he doesn't do such a thing. Shemashas islandist loy boil l'shem kedushin. So therefore, so Taisves feels ois that a person marries an isha, and later we find out she's an islandist. We find out she's an islander, she does not need a get. It was Kedushe Tois. Now we heard further in the Mishnah that if the Elve was Memayin, that means she was a Ktane, and she was Memayin Bechaye Bailo, so the Tzore is Misyabim, because Miyun is Oike Kedushin Lemafreye. So Memele, so that's one of the cases that you could have a Tzoras Elve, and for this wagon you could be Miyabim the Tzoras Elve, if the Elve was a Ktane and was Memayim. So then the Mishnah said, V'yata yochel loyma b'chamoysoy shemiyano. That means that Miyun only is possible by a Ktane. And chamoysoy, if she's his mother-in-law, that means his mother-in-law married his brother, so akochel she had children. So if she had children, she's not a ktane, so she can't be memayin. V'yato yochel lois loima b'chamoysoy shemiyano. V'im toima, so Toisvi says, mashkachas lo miyun b'kidushay tois. Person made a tnai. And later it was, and they found out that she was not in that category. So it's Kedushay Tois. So there's an inyan of Miyun. And this can occur by Agdaila also. The Tone de Verab Yishmoel. Afilu b'no mulkov al kseifo mima'enes vohoylecheslo. There's a baraisa that Rabbi Shmuel said that it's possible that you have a woman that has children already and could still be memayin. So how is this possible? So Mo said this is speaking about Kedushay Tois. So Al Kaponim, we see from over here that there is a miyun by Kedushay Tois. So how could the Mishnah make such a blank statement and say that it's impossible for chamoishai to be memayim. Why is it impossible if the marriage of the chamoishai to the brother was a kedushay toy? So it's possible to be memayim. V'tiritz riva the masnisen airi bekatnus. But the Mishnah speaks, that's true, there's a million of kedushay toys. And that's true, by kedushay toys you could have chamoisay shemiyuna, but the Mishnah means a million of katnus cannot apply by chamoisay, because if she's chamoisay, so she had children, so she's not a ktan anymore, so she can't be mamay. Va'oid omari, the kedushay toys motze lemayma da filomiyun einetzrich, it's kedushay toys, she doesn't have to be mamay. That what it says, that Rabbi Shmuel said it's possible that she has a child and she's memayin, lav davke. Not that there's a din miyun, tafilu loy miyun or lav ishtoihi. Vim erva hi tzorosa muteres. Period. So al kaponim, so Tosfos said till now, that this memra of Rabbi Shmuel that says it's possible that you could have an isha gedoyla that's memayin, and the Gemara says it's speaking about kedushay toys, miyun is lavdavki, you don't need miyun. If it's kedushay toys, automatically she's not his wife. Miyu beperek bosimin mashme de bekedushay ktano nami airi Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara neither would seem that Rabbi Shmuel held that a gdoila could be memayim. That means that if a ktano got married, it's kedushin derabonim. So Rabbi Shmuel holds even when she grows up and she became a gdoila, she still only married me derabonim. She doesn't become automatically an eshesish midaraisa when she grows up. So Rabbi Shmuel said that if a woman got married when she was a ktane, so kozman kedushi deraisa were not made, she's still kedushin derabonon, and afilo when she's a gdoila she can be memayin. And so now we have a problem. So we have a chetimtza of chamoisim memayenes. How do we know that Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about kedushi ktano shenizgadlo? Because the Gemara says there was a maise gabi bitoi shel Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's daughter. She had gotten married als ktana. Shebos lemayin bebeis hamedrash. And now she was a gedoyla. And she came to the beis medrash to be memayin. Ubno mulka val ksefon. She had a child. And she wanted to be memayin now. The Rabsa b'chiyah bebeis hamedrash, and there was a meiridike b'chiyah in the beis hamedrash. They started crying. For amru dover sha'omar oisai tzadik yikoshel boizari. That means he said this psak, and it should come out by his daughter. It should happen such a thing that you have a gedoyla. She's married. She has children, and now she'll be memayim. So you see, Klal, Rabbi Shmuel had said by Kedushay Ktanis that even though she grows up, it still has a din of Kedushin Derabonon, and you could be Memayin. V'nimnu v'gomru, so then in the Beis Medrash, they came to a psak, ad mosay habas memeenes ad shetovi beisari. So then they made a psak, not like Rabbi Shmuel, that you could only be memayin until you become a gdoila. After you're a gdoila ready, you can't be memayin. So memayle, that prevented Rabbi Shmuel's daughter from being able to be memayin. Umishum Rabbi Shmuel komal denimnu. Because of Rabbi Shmuel, they said this psak, that, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you could be memayin until you're a gdoila. So znimnu vegomru, that you could only be memayin till Achitovi Beisaris. The like of the Maimim Mishum, the Rabbi Yehuda Nimnu, the Omer Achiyarba Shocher Alalovon. Rabbi Yehuda said that you have more time to be Mamayin Achiyarba Shocher Alalovon. That's a later stage in Godless. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel Benivalo Deini Yechayla Lamayim. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if she was nival, you can't be memayin. The minute she was nival, it becomes kedushin deraisa, is boil ashem kedushin. So al kolchoch, because of Rabbi Yehuda, there was no problem. If she had a child, so she was nival, so al kolchoch, she can't be memayin. So al kolchach, the whole Nimnu v'gomru was according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Isha who was married when she was a Ktana, she can be Mamayin Begadlusa. So what is Pshat na Mishnah? V'ho de Porich. Now, before Taisus comes to say a Teretz, so Taisus just proved from the Gemara Nida that according to Rabbi Shmuel, a Gedoyle can also be Mamayin. V'ho de Porich peperik noisen anusa mame'enes mikayodo u'mishane b'kdushay tois k'Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the kasha? According to Rabbi Shmuel, a mame'enes can have a child and can she still be Mamayin? Rabbi Shmuel speaking about Kedusha Ktanis. Lav mishum de moide Rabbi Shmuel be Kedusha Ktanis. Al mishum da usugya alibe de Shmuel. Ushmuel lo isove lo Rabbi Shmuel be Kedusha Ktanis kedamucha berg mishemeis. Aber Kedusha ito isove kevosik lama ba'amader kiddish al tnai obo lo eine tzricha emenu. Get fine Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara who did not want to mention Kedusha Ktanis is going according to Shmuel, and Shmuel holds by Kedusha Ktanis she can't be Mamayin. Aber Rabbi Shmuel le maisa holds afilo by Kedusha Ktanis a gedoyle can be Mamayin. V'tzorich loyma, so Taisus says, mas nisin loyke Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah says a Ktane cannot be, a gedoyle cannot be Mamayin. So that's not like the Shmuel. V'ho de koma b'gmore b'plukta loika mairi, haino davka minyone de tesvov noshim. But there's other things in our Mishnah which are debatable. Now let us start the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Michdei, we had in the Mishnah tesvov noshim, 15 women, which are arayis umpata de tzoras. Now, the makir that an erve patas a tzore will have on daf gimelomet beis, we learn out from achis isha. So the Gemara asked, michdei, kulu me achis isha yalfinon, ul tesvov noshim, that they pater a tzore, that they don't fall a yibim, they pater a tzore, we learn out from achis isha. Listnei achis isha bereisha. So the first one, if the makayel, that an erve patos atzore is from achis isha, so say first achis isha. That's the makayel to the whole aloch. V'chitei motane chumri chumri nokat. Maybe Atane has a different seder. He's chapping on the arayis which have sreife. There's arayis which have skila. There's arayis that only have chorus. So maybe our Tana of our Mishnah that started off with bitoy, bas benoy, bas ishtoy, chamoisoy, maybe our Tana is going with a different cheshbon. Chumri nokat, he wants to speak about the tesvav noshim. And the tesvav noshim, there are chomodik arayis and gring arayis. So he wants to start off with the most chomodik arayis. The Rab Shimon, he, in the Tana of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon, the Omar Sreifa Chamure. Rab Shimon holds that Sreifa is the most chomodik emises bezdin. So he wants to be moine the arayis according to the choyme shebahem. So therefore he chaps on Bitoy, ubas bitoy, that sreife. He didn't want to start with achesisha. Achesisha's chorus. So therefore he wanted to start with the chomodik arayis. Ihochi lisni chamoisoy bereisha. So the first one should have been chamoisoy. The iker sreife bachamoisoy ksive. The posik of sreife is written by chamoisoy. The others learn out from chamoisoy with exereshove. But the iker Sreife, it says by Chamoisa, so you should have started off with Chamoisa. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, if he's going with a Seder of Chomer, ואויד בוסו חמויסוי לסני קלוסוי. That means after he finished with the rayas, which are chayev sreife, that's bitoi, baspinoi, bas ishtoi, baspino, chamoisoi, after he finished with those, lisni kalosoi. So the next elve is kalosoi, the bosa sreife, skila chamure. The next oinish after sreife is skila, if he holds like Rab Shimon. Why did he mention Kalosoi, the last elder? Kalosoi should have been after he finished with those who are chayiv b'sreifa, he should mention Kalosoi. So the Gemara answers, Elo bitoi, kivin da asye midroshe chavivolei. That since, so the Gemara understood as follows now, that since, how do we know that an elva patos atzore, we learn now from Achis Isha. By Achis Isha it says an elva patos atzore. How do we know bitoi? Bitoi, it doesn't say beferish by bitoi, no, bitoi is a droshe from Achis Isha. Elo bitoi, kiven da asye midroshe chavivolei. So the Gemara answers, so there's no yachsin in bitoi, kulunami midrosha osi. All of them we learn now from adrosha. So the Marsha says, so vaita. So why did he start with bitoi? Because bitoi is chamure. Let him start with chamoisoi, and let him put kalosoi next. So the Gemara answers, no, you misunderstood what I'm telling you. Nehei de le'inyin yibum asyon midrosha. No, you misunderstood what I'm telling you. By Yibum, all the Yud Dalet Noshim, we learn out a droshe from Achais Isha. Just like Achais Isha Pater Zatzore, the Yud Dalet Noshim Pater Zatzore. In that, they're all equal. But, Iker Isorayu Behed Yeksiv Behu. But the Iker Isa, by all Arayis, that an Elve is also, it says Beferish in the Posek. Bitoi, that a person is also, Bebitoi, there's no Posek at all that says that Bitoi is also. Bitoi, Iker Isura Midroshe. By Bitoi, the Iker Isa is from Adroshe. That means there's no posik that says that bitoi is also. The Omar Rove, Omar Li Rav Yitzhak Barav Dimi, Osye Heino Heino, Osye Zimo Zimo. How do we know that by bitoi there's an Isa? We have a Gzereshova Heino Heino. How do we know by bitoi there's an Einish Sreife? We learn out Zimo Zimo. Period. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Mechdei kulo arayis, Mashe pturois min hayibum, that all arayis are potter from yibum, Meachis ishe yalfinon lekamon bishmaiten, later daf gimel amadeis, we're going to learn out from a posuk by Achis ishe. So let us start off with Achis ishe. So the Gemara answered, that he wants to say chumri chumri noket. The Rab Shimoni, the Oma bePerik Talad Mises, Sreifo Chamure, Olahochi Toni Reishe Bitoi Ubas Bitoi Kulu Ad Eim Chomov, because they're all besreife. So he's hopping on a seder of Arayis, and he's mentioning the Arayis which are most chomov, and these Arayis are besreife. So the Gemara says, if that is his criterion, so he should start off with Chamoisoi, because Sreifa says, B'chamoisoi, B'chamoisoi k'sid. The ish asha yikach es isho ve'es imo, zimohi ba'esh yisreifu. So from there we see that there's Sreifa, that the Makar of Sreifa says, B'chamoisoi. So start with Chamoisoi. And then if the criteria is Chumri Chumri nokat, so the next on the list should be Kalosoi. Kalosoi is Beskila. Beperik Dalet Mises. V'chol Shara Rayis Demas Nisan Eina Bemises Bezen Ela Bekoris. So the Seder should have been first Bitoi, Basish, Toi Chamoisi, and then Kalosoi. So the Gemara answers, Kiven de Osye Midroshe Le Oser Olof. Since he knows this din that they're also, he figures it out from a drosha, chaviva leila tana. So that has a chavivis by the tana. But after me bereisha, so he started off with bitoy. Lakama mefolshelo, let him see what the drosha is going to be. So the Gemara asks, "Kulo nami linyim p'to yibum midrashe osin me'achisisha." All that we learn now from a drasha. So we're back where we started from. So go. So kochet chumri chumri. So should be kalosai after bita and the others. So the Gemara answers, "Iker isurayu." Sha'asurim mishum erve b'chol mokim behed yeksivu. By all the yudala darayis, it says a beferish posik that this erve is also. Avol bitoi me anusosoi. But if a person was ma'anis an ishe, and he has a daughter, the airi bo b'masnisen, our Mishnah is speaking about not bas ishtoi. Our Mishnah is speaking about bitoy me'anusosoy. Iker isure midrosha osye. The whole issa I learn now from a drosha. But the drosha, osye heina heina li isure, osye zima zima lisreife. Narashi explains as follows. The bitoy me'ishtoy. If a person has a daughter from his wife, V'chein bas bitoi, u'bas benoi, yalfe, that is enough in the posik. Me ervas isha u'bito loy segala. The posik says there's an isha of isha u'bitoi. And what does that mean? V're bitoi. So if it's his daughter, Me ishtoi bechlal bas ishtoi. So if it's his daughter, that's also called ervas isha bita. It says, your wife's daughter is asa. Who's the father of your wife's daughter? It doesn't matter. You could be the father. Someone else can be the father. The posik, that's enough of the posik. If it's your wife's daughter, she's asa. Avol bitoi me anusosai. But if a person was ma'anis aisha and he had a daughter, you can't learn out from this posik. Tchsiv ervas isha. Veloshen isha is ayidei kedushin mashma. Isha means ayidei kedushin. Vigoli rachmone. And where do we have a posik that speaks about a descendant ayidei onsin? Where do we have a posik that speaks about that he has a descendant through that that he was ma'anis and isha, we have a posik as follows. V'goli rachmone bebas bitoi ubas benoi me'anusosoi. There's a posik, a granddaughter. If he was ma'anis and isha, the granddaughter is also. Bahaikro, this is the posik. It says, ervas bas bincho oi bas bitcho. Your granddaughter from your son or your granddaughter from your daughter. V'hoche loshen ishus loiksiv. In this pasuk, it doesn't mention who his wife was. It doesn't mention he had a wife. But the pasuk asels a granddaughter. V'akati bitoy loiksiv. But it only have a pasuk that the daughter was also. V'yalfinon. Let's just ask Akashi. So, Madach, the granddaughter is also, the daughter of Adagivis is also, but there's a klal, ein mazirim in adin. You can't learn out a zore from a kal v'chayma. So I have a problem. I have a posik that tells me that a granddaughter is also if he was ma'anis anisha. But how do I know that the daughter is also? V'yalfinim b'gzeir shove. Learn this out from a gzeir shove. Ksiv hoche bikro da anusa. It says by the posik of anusa. Ki ervoscho heino. It says the word heino. Uchsiv bikro achine de ishus. And by that posik of ervas isho bito, shago heino. There also says a word heino. Is ma hosom. Just like by isho ubito. Bitoi kebas bitoi. So his daughter is just like his granddaughter. Afkan, so by anuse, bitoi kebas bitoi. So how do we know that bitoi is osa? We have a gzereshove, heina heina. Osa zima zima lisreife, ksivoche be bitoi me ishtoi zima hi. Uchsifosa besreife, by chamoise zima hi beishi sreifu. Malaholon sreifu, afkan sreifu. Ubiti manusose, yofina meheina heina mi bas ishtoi. So we know bas ishtoi is besreife. We learn that exereshova heina heina, that biti manusose is also, we learn out that whatever is by bas ishtoi is by bitoi, so we know that it's sreife also. So bekitza, we have over here the Gemara says, that's the maskonis of Gemara so far, why did the Mishnah start off with bitoi, because bitoi is chavivalei. There's no, the Mishnah speaking about bitoi manusosoi. He was ma'anes anisha. He had a daughter. This daughter, there's no posik beferish that says that she's also, that she's an erve. But we learn out of zereshove, heina, heina, that she's an erve. So memele, so since this, the Tana found out this halacha from Adroshe, it's chaviv olay, and that's why he started off the mesechta with bitoi. That is what the Gemara says. Now let us see Tosfos. The lebosar sreifa skilo chamula. The Gemara said, you know, after sreifa it should say kalosoi, because after sreifa is a skila. So Tosfos bechinam nokatoch. He didn't have to say that skila is after sreifa. That filoise skila kala bechol dalad mises bezin. Havalele misne kalosei bosa chamoise. He still should have said kalosei bosa chamoise. The bechol hanach leka misa ela koris lechude. So memele, so zicha, the next one on the list is kalosei, because the other rayis only have koris. Bitoi kivin da asye midroshe chavivole. So the Gemara says that bitoi, that since you only know it from adroshe, so it's very choviv to the Tane. So which bitoi are we speaking about? Hainu bitoi me anusosoi. If he was ma'anes anishin, he had a daughter, so that what she is also we learn from adroshe. Kideperish bekunteris. Avol bitoi minisu osoi, but without a drosha, if he had a daughter from his wife, that I know, me ervas isho bito nafke, that I know from ervas isho bito, to loy gora mi bas ishtoi, this is bas ishtoi, it's the chilek if he's the father, if someone else is the father, this is bas ishtoi. So Rashi had said that if a person had a daughter from his wife, that I know she's also, because it says, Ervas Isho Bita, this is Bas Ishtoi. The Imtaima, so Tosfos asks Akashe, the Heichi Nafke, how do you know that Bitoi Me Ishtoi is also? The Ein Masirin Min Hadin, Kedi Oma Lekamon Beperik Beis, Gabay achoyscho bas avicho oy bas imecho, tzoich lemichtov achoyscho hi lechayim al achoysoy bas avi v'bas imoy loymar she'ein mashirin min hadin. Now let me explain Tosfos kasha, and we'll see Tosfos kasha is very shver. But Tosfos, let us just explain what Tosfos is asking. There's a Gemara further that says as follows. Achoyscha bas avicha. Your sister, that is your father's daughter, is also. How is she your sister? She's your father's daughter. She's also. Then the pasuk says, nochmer. Bas imecha. If you have a sister that's your mother's daughter, also also. So now I know a sister from a father's also, a sister from a mother's also. Now there's a third pasuk. Achoyschahi means if she's your sister from the same father and the same mother, she's also Otsa. So I have three psukim which speak about a sister. The first pasuk says she's a sister because you have the same father. The second pasuk says she's a sister because you have the same mother. The third pasuk says she's your sister because you have the same father and mother. So the Gemara asks a kasha, it's a kal v'chayma. If she's a sister from one father, if she's a sister from one mother, so about the givis, if she's a sister from both parents, about the givis, she's also. So the Gemara says, that's true, but ein masirim in adin, you can't learn out an issa from a kal v'chayma. Period. That is the Gemara. Now, before we go further, let us understand the Gemara. L'chayra alamdan would ask a moira de kikasha. Ein masirin min adin means, if you have to learn out a new din with a kal v'chayma, ein masirin min adin. But l'chayra achoyscha bas oviv u bas imoy, that's achoyscha bas oviv. The Torah said it, bas oviv is also. The Torah said bas imoy is also. So if this one is bas oviv u bas imoy, let it be also. Not as kal v'chayma. She's bas oviv. She's my father's daughter. She's bas imoy. Forget about kal v'chaymes. She should be yourself bas oviv and bas imoy. That's l'chayre alamdu v'reh such a kasha. So there's a lomdash teretz on this kasha. The teretz is as follows. The iser arayis is kulve. That means like this. There's a relationship of a sister who has the same father, different mothers. There's that relationship is, let's say, it's a 50% relationship. She's a sister from one parent. There's a sister from one mother. That's also a 50% relationship. So the Torah asks these two sisters. Now there's a sister that's a 100% relationship. This is a different kulve. It's not the same kulve. It's a different kulve. It's a closer kulve. That's true, but it's not the same kulve. That means if the Torah asked a choysoi bas oviv, the Torah asked a sister who has a 50% kulve, a sister that has a 100% kulve, that's not the same elve. It's a different relationship. No, a personal, it's a kal v'chayma. Listen here. If a 50% kulve is also, so 100% kulve shezicha be also. That's a good kasha. And that kasha is a din, ein masirim min adin. Very good, you're right. It's a kal v'chayma, but ein masirim min adin. So we see from the Gemara over there that if you have a greater kulve, it does not necessarily mean that it's going to be yosel. This is not that kulve. This is not a choyscha bas oviv. This is a different relationship. It's a greater kulve. Ein masirim min adin. So Tosfos asks Akasha, Rashi said for a double poshit, the posuk says, bas ishtoi is osa. Your wife's daughter is osa. So Rashi says, if it's my daughter, it's also osa. So Tosfos says, that's not poshit. If it's your daughter, it's a greater kulve. It's your wife's daughter and your daughter. Mamish from Allah's Eichen, she's a daughter. But this is not Bas Ishtoi. This is a greater kulve. If this is a greater kulve, so how do you know it's also Ein Masirin Min Adin? That is Tosfos Kasha. And Tosfos Kasha, Rav Shmuel Rezovsky asks a Moiradike Kasha at Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand Tosfos. He says there's a tremendous difference between a sister from Tutzdodim or Bitoi and Bas Ishtoi. That means like this. By a choyscha, by a sister. That means so there it's beautiful. There's a sister that's from one parent. That's 50% cool there. There's a sister from two parents. This is a different relationship. This is a greater kulva. It's not the same kulva of a sister from one parent. It's a different relationship. It's a greater relationship. So there's a klal, but since it's not the same relationship, so there's a klal, ein masirim min adin. You don't know this relationship. It's a kal v'chayma, ein masirim min adin. like Rav Shmuel, but over here you have these are two different relationships. There's an issa of your wife's daughter. Your wife's daughter. She's also. Now she's my daughter. So if she's my daughter, that means she's a greater kuva as my wife. She's the same. She's my wife's daughter, and she's my daughter. Now the issa of bas ishtoi is also because your wife's daughter is also. So because she's my daughter, she's a bigger wife's daughter. The issa of bas ishtoi is one issa. She's my wife's daughter. If she'll be also as my daughter, it'll be two issurim. You'll bring two kabbonis. There's an issa of bitoi, she's my daughter, and she's my wife's daughter. So if a person will be boyel anisha, who is his daughter and his wife's daughter, it was over to Averis. But does that make her she's a greater wife's daughter? This is the same relationship that was before. The Torah asked my wife's daughter, so she's my wife's daughter. She's my daughter also, so that's another elder. But that doesn't change the relationship to your wife. There's an issa, there's an elva of bas ishtoi. He asks somebody the kikasha, what'll be if your wife's daughter will become your son-in-law? Become your son-in-law, become your daughter-in-law. So she won't be kalosai because she's my wife's daughter? That's two different elements. They don't combine. It's bas ishtoi, and now it became kalosi, became a daughter-in-law. But the shame of bas ishtoi never falls off. So what is Taisvis dimyan? How is Taisvis comparing achoytoi bas oviv u bas imoi to bas ishtoi, which is bitoi? Achoise bas ovivu bas imoi is a different type of a sister. It's a greater sister. And that's the Gemara says, Eim asire min adin. But bas ishtoi, which is bitoi, is not bas ishtoi. Taisus is asking Akasha, how can she be yotza if it's bitoi eim asire min adin? Akaponim, that's alamda shekasha, but he says Taisus was a great alamdin, and Taisus asked the kasha, so we have to understand Taisus. But akaponim, Taisus somehow is midame bitoi. Taisus called it bas ishtoi and bitoi, it's a greater daughter. So memela, so a greater daughter is already, you can't know for this one bas ishtoi. So memela, so Taisus says, emazirim minadin. So the Ri says, no, there's a difference. Why? There the Psukim was speaking about distinctly that you had a sister that was only from the father or only from the mother or only for the mother and not a sister from both of them. The bas avicha oy bas imecha mashma min ha'av shaloi min ha'aim o min ha'aim shaloi min ha'av. The pasuk is speaking about distinctly that she's a sister from one parent. And how do we know this? You look further in the pasuk. Meiledes bayis oy meiledes chut. The Metagiminum to the Targum says, what does that mean? The Yelida min Ovuch, it's your father's daughter, min Itza Eicheres. Your father's daughter from a different mother. I mean Imoch min Gvar Eichero. So Memele, so the Pasik is speaking about distinctly a sister from one parent. The Gemara darshins may let this bias ben shoim rim lavicha kayim ben shoim lavicha hoitzi. The Gemara is a different drosha may let this bias that it means if the father was permitted to marry the mother, not permitted to marry the mother. But pashtidikra means that the posik is speaking about that a sister from one parent. And therefore, vim hi bashneyem, so if she's a sister from both parents, so you don't have a posik of this. Mikal v'chayma hu diyalfa, she can only learn this out from a kal v'chayma. But without a kal v'chayma, you can't learn it out because the posik was only speaking about a sister from one parent.
Avol bechlal isha ubita. But when the pasuk says you're not permitted to marry a woman and her daughter, so the pasuk was very part of it. The pasuk did not speak at all who the father was. The pasuk says a woman and her daughter is osur. A wife and a daughter is osur. So that means that if it's his daughter, it's also called Bas Ishtoi. The Pasuk is saying who the father is. The Pasuk said, your wife's daughter is also. Who was the father? It could be your daughter. It could be someone else's daughter. The Pasuk is very not explicit. So Memele in the Pasuk of Bas Ishtoi is kolu that it's your daughter also, because that's pshat in the Pasuk. So Memele Rashi says if it's Bitoi me Bas Ishtoi, it'll also be also als Bas Ishtoi, because the Pasuk was very vague. The Pasuk says as long as it's your wife's daughter, it doesn't matter who the father is. Kedashkin beperik dalid misois, the Gemara says the imoi shehi eishes aviv havi bechlal eishes aviv. That means if his father's wife is his mother, so it's also osarat eishes aviv. Aye, it's his mother, so that doesn't make it eishes aviv. So eishes aviv means your father's wife. It doesn't matter if it's your mother, if it's not your mother. There's an isa of eishes aviv. So Bas Ishtoi, the Torah asked, it doesn't matter if it's your daughter or if it's someone else's daughter. There's a Nisar of Bas Ishtoi. So Memele, therefore, Rashi said that if it's Bita, it'll also be also als Bas Ishtoi. Now, Taisvus Klauza Shaila, finish. So that's, we're finished with that. Ubas ishtoi, heicha de nichnisa lechupe veloi nivalo. Now this iser of bas ishtoi. It's as in the posik, ervas isha ubita loi segala. Now, if we're gonna learn chumish, literally, ervas isha ubita loy segala, it would mean one is not permitted to be boil the mother and the daughter. What if he married the mother and he wasn't boil the mother? Is there an isa on the daughter? That's very specific. Now, if one is going to learn chumash literally, the pasuk says ervas isha ubita loy segala. The wife and the daughter, you're not allowed to be boiled. So it seems it's only also if he was boiled the mother. So Taisha says, don't learn Chumash that way. Now that's what Taisha is speaking about now. So Taisha says, Ubas ishtei heicha de nichnasa lechupa v'loi nivalo. If he married the mother, nichnasa lechupa v'loi nivalo, but he never was boiled her yet. Nira lari de chayiv albita. He's chayiv albita. Af al gav de ervas isha bita lois a galaxy. The mashme biye. It would seem that now to be boil both. The svaru dein toli bebiye. Doesn't, the isra is not to be boil a mother and a daughter. Toloi mechayiv albasa no sosoi. If it would be such an isra to be boil a mother and a daughter, so then the isra would be by basan, if it was ma'anas an isha, and she had someone else's daughter, would also be also to be boil. So, and there's no such isra. Alma biktushin tal yemilse. So the whole isra is bas ishtoi, my wife's daughter. So what does it matter if he was boiled the wife, if he wasn't boiled the wife? Alma biktushin tal yemilse. It has to be your wife and your boyle also. It doesn't make sense. Why isn't one chayiv on the daughter of Anishi was ma'anis? Not his daughter. The daughter of Anishi was ma'anis. The whole isha of a daughter is if she's your wife. The mashma loshin ishus. Midalaikosav. Aim ubas. It doesn't say a mother and a daughter. It says a wife and a daughter. So memele. So the iser is davke your wife's daughter, not if you were not the mother and the daughter. the mother of Miu, Behedye, Bereish, Noisim, Alanusim, Meforish, Hashas, Taim, Achine, that the reason that Bas Anusosoi is Mutter, because, not because there's Isho Bita, Rashi says, we would assume that Isho means a woman. Rashi says, Isho means a wife. Now the Gemara says, Meforish Hashas Taim Achine, the Arayish Sher Ksibu. In this parsha of Isho Bito, it says Sher. Sher means Kuve. Benisuin Ike Sher. If you marry the mother, then this Kuve. Ba'onsin Leka Sher. So the Gemara says, Ba'onsin, the Gemara says the reason Bas Anusosi is Mutter, because by the Isa of Isha Bita it says Sher, and Sher is Benesuin and not Ba'onsin.